Aspen, northeast Kansas, and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, becoming sunny, isolated storms late in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny skies, mid 80s. Tomorrow night, clear, 67, and Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 80.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Today is the last day to provide comments on USDA's request for input on spending $500 million in Build Back Better funds, expanding meat processing capacities, and increasing competition in the meat and poultry processing sector. The agency put out a request for information on the subject after Secretary Vilsack announced the USDA investment early in July. Since then, 225 comments have been submitted, offering suggestions ranging from investing in more processor education to grant programs for processors with less than 200 employees to modifying existing grant programs to better fit small processors. Now, according to USDA, the funds will be put towards supporting new meat and processing facilities and will take the form of grants, loans, and technical assistance. And the USDA is forecasting record-breaking U.S. ag exports, which Ag Secretary Vilsack is chalking up to increasing international trade opportunities and American farmers' ability to take advantage of the markets. In fiscal 2022, USDA's Economic Research Service predicting the U.S. will export $177.5 billion worth of farm commodities. Simply put, he said, ag trade is all about opportunities for our agricultural producers, rural communities, and the American economy as a whole, as well as for the global customers who value quality, cost-competitive U.S. farm and food products. Meanwhile, the U.S. ag sector and lawmakers continue to pressure the Biden administration to negotiate new free trade agreements and nominate a chief ag negotiator in the office of U.S. Trade Representative. And Chinese commitments to buy new crop soybeans from the U.S. for the 21-22 delivery continue strong in the final days of the old crop marketing year, according to the Foreign Agricultural Service. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier, USD 470. With the Ark City Public School Board of Education has announced that they're holding a special meeting this evening to go over new COVID-19 protocols for the public school year. KWCH News reports the school board is set to hold the meeting at 5:30 this evening at the Avery Family Learning Center. The school board said with the growing number of ill and quarantined students from COVID-19, the board wants to look at possible solutions for the loss of in-school learning time. According to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, the state of Kansas has seen 365,000 COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began. And as of Friday, there were 3,452 new cases, 12 new deaths, and 97 at new hospitalizations. In other news, an Alabama man died on Friday after his car had struck two trees in southeast Kansas. Cake News reports the event happened near the Missouri border in Cherokee County when Kalani Smith of Coker, Alabama, was headed east when he went left to center and went off the roadway. His vehicle ended up hitting two trees, and Smith was pronounced dead at the scene. Mid-America Network News.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you'll never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2022 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Authorities say a fatal weekend shooting along the Kansas Turnpike may have been done in self-defense in response to road rage. Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Chad Crittenden said the shooting was reported shortly before 7 p.m. on Saturday near the Hayesville exit on the Kansas Turnpike toll road, but officials didn't immediately release many details about the shooting. Crittenden said at least one person had a gunshot wound and two vehicles were stopped on the southbound lanes. First responders began providing aid to the injured person, who was rushed to a Wichita hospital where he later died. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department said the shooting appeared to have been done in self-defense. In other news, a 28-year-old Kansas man is dead after being struck by a semi-truck on Interstate 70 in Kansas City. Kansas City police said the accident happened just before 3:30 a.m. on Saturday in the westbound lanes when a tire blew out of a Chrysler sedan and the driver from Osawatomie got out of the vehicle. A semi swerved to avoid the stopped vehicle and struck the driver who was standing nearby. The driver, whose name has not been released, died at the scene. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy.
Gaines Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto services and repairs for all types of vehicles. Gaines has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Gaines Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The family of a 23-year-old Marine from Omaha says he was among the 13 U.S. service members killed in the attack at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. The family of Corporal Dagan William Tyler Page said Friday in a statement he was part of the 2nd Battalion, 1st Marines, based in Camp Pendleton, California. Page was raised in Red Oak, Iowa, and the Omaha metro area. The family says he is mourned by his parents, stepmother, and stepfather, 4 siblings, a girlfriend, and grandparents. Protests continue at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln following a sexual assault allegation at a fraternity house, and the latest demonstration resulted in a clash with police. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that the protests Friday night were again outside the Phi Gamma Delta frat house, where a sexual assault was reported earlier in the week. At one point, a taser was used on a person by police. The crowd turned angry, with demonstrators confronting officers. Mid-America Network News.
Incredible news from Rusty at Ford. As inventory continues to roll in, the amazing offers you've been waiting for are back. It's 0% time again at Rusty at Ford.
Now through Labor Day weekend, Rusty at Ford is giving you 0% APR financing for 72 months on all new 2021 Ford F-150s in stock. 0% is back. And Rusty at Ford is seeing new Ford inventory hit the lot every day. So rush to Rusty at Ford for any new 2021 Ford car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for, with financing as low as 0%.
Rusty at Ford is getting the inventory, and now 0% is back. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 72 months is $13.89 per month per 1,000 financed. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire 9/30/21.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Marshall County Clerk pointed out at last week's meeting where adjustments were made to give an option to lower the mill levy on the upcoming budget to 47.092. The tentative budget hearing is September 13th. The board will discuss proposals at the next meeting, and if more adjustments are needed, they may push the budget hearing back another week. Ellen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth met with commissioners last week, reporting the Kansas Department of Transportation cost share grant has opened back up. A grant is proposed for development of 11th Terrace, leading to a proposed new jail site and proposed business park. Barber feels that to be competitive with the grant, the board will need to pledge a higher amount and suggested 40% to 50% would be sufficient. As Commissioner Kiekhaefer was absent from the meeting, the remaining board feels this is best to discuss when all three commissioners are in attendance. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week heard that BG Consultants recently did a survey of the landfill, advising that if the county would build a new berm for the construction demolition pit, this could extend the use of this pit for 8 to 10 years. Commissioners approved raising the pay of election officers to $10 from the previous federal minimum wage. Gage County Board of Supervisors at last week's meeting hosted a public hearing to hear support and or opposition to proposed changes to the Gage County wind regulations. There were 14 exhibits presented and topics discussed, including protecting county roads, setback distance for non-participating residents, process of decommissioning and or restoration of turbines, effects on those with sensory disabilities, shadow flicker, height of turbines, transmission lines, sound decibel levels, effects on growth of small towns and villages, whether setbacks should be from the residence or the property line, whether to include game and parks, recreation area, national parks, cemeteries, effects of growth on the county, and effects on people's mental and physical health. Distance of turbines from other uses appeared to be the primary concern of residents. The board chairman thanked the Planning and Zoning Commission for their work on the wind regulations and also the public for their research and input. No action was taken following the hearing. Supervisors gave no indication as to when further decisions would be considered. Supervisors earlier had opened a public hearing and received no comment regarding a permit for an ag pesticide herbicide storage facility proposed in Highland Township, which was recommended for approval by Planning and Zoning. That request was approved by supervisors unanimously. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall will make town hall stops in Marshall and Washington County Wednesday, September 1st. Meeting with constituents from 5 until 6 p.m. at the Land O'Lanes Event Center in Marysville and at 6:30 until 7:30 at the F&B Bank Meeting Room in Washington. The town hall meetings Wednesday, September 1st for U.S. Senator Roger Marshall are open to the public. Rising positive COVID counts continue to present concerns for health officials. As of Friday, Marshall County had risen to 49 cases, double that of a week earlier, with three hospitalized. Washington County is up to 30 positive, nearly double that of a week earlier, with one hospitalized. The City of Washington will continue street sweeping and sealing Monday and Tuesday, asking residents in affected areas to move vehicles from street parking. Kansas Commissioner of Education Randy Watson will be in Marysville Wednesday, September 1st, for a community conversation on Kansas education. That among a series of 50 stops in Kansas that began late July. The meeting is to allow feedback on the state's vision for K-12 education. Parents, educators, business, and community members are welcome to attend. The program begins Wednesday, September 1st, 9 a.m. at Land O'Lanes in Marysville.
Upwards of several hundred electric utility customers in Marysville were reportedly without power Sunday morning, some for over 2 hours. This was a fourth power outage we've experienced over the past week and a half at the KNDY studios. For those listeners who may be concerned with recent periods of off-air signal at the radio stations. Joyce Gudenkoff, age 78, formerly of Elites, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort, burial in Centralia City Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Joyce Gudenkoff.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, a frontal boundary associated with a low-pressure system has crossed the central and east-central parts of the Midwest, and that's going to bring scattered showers and thunderstorms across the area as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. Behind this system, it looks like high-pressure system moves in for Wednesday into Thursday, and it looks like temperature-wise, much better than what we saw last week. We'll see temperatures ranging in the 80s. So across the area, becoming sunny, isolated storms late in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, isolated showers and thunderstorms, we'll see temperatures in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, upper 60s. As we enter Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies in the upper 80s. Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows around 67, and Thursday, mostly sunny. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late August, 86. Record high on this date, 105. The average low, 63. And the record low, 41. Sunset this evening, 8:02. Sunrise in the morning at 6:54. We received 1.5 inches of rain Sunday morning here at the KNDY studios.
Some ethanol researchers are saying cattails are the cat's pajamas. It's a closer look at the marshy plant today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 30th, the 242nd day of the year. Writer Mary Shelley and baseball legend Ted Williams were both born on this day. We're all familiar with cattails, those tall, reedy stems you see in marshy areas with the cylindrical brown tops. Well, here's a few facts about cattails that will have you looking at them in a whole new light. They're one of nature's most primitive plants. They've been around since the dinosaurs. The starchy inner portion was once a staple in the diet of Native Americans, and they can be used for paper pulp. And more recently, they have gained attention as a biofuel. By some estimates, cattails can yield as much as 10 times more ethanol per acre than corn. Someday it might be cattails that have your engine purring. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
It's that time again. The annual U.S. Highway 36 treasure hunt is September 17th through the 19th. View the maps, find county information to register your sale, or for more general information, go to USHWY36.com. That's USHWY36.com. Get ready to hunt with the Highway 36 treasure hunt September 17th through the 19th.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Monday. It was a big win for the Wind Surge over Tulsa. The Tulsa Drillers twice took early leads, but the Wind Surge scored six straight runs and fought off a ninth inning rally from Tulsa to claim an 8-6 victory yesterday at Riverfront Stadium. The Surge now lead the AA Central over Frisco, with Tulsa in third. The Surge have won two straight and seven out of their last 10 games. The two teams with the best records, regardless of division, will meet in a best-of-five championship series to determine the league winner. The Surge continue play tomorrow at Arkansas. First pitch tomorrow evening, set for 7:10. Salvador Perez homered for the fifth consecutive game, but Kyle Seager connected for a two-run drive to help the Seattle Mariners beat the Kansas City Royals 4-3 yesterday. The Royals with an off day today before they open a three-game series tomorrow with the Cleveland Indians. Mid-American Network Sports.
Incredible news from Rusty Egg Ford. As inventory continues to roll in, the amazing offers you've been waiting for are back. It's 0% time again at Rusty Egg Ford.
Now through Labor Day weekend, Rusty Egg Ford is giving you 0% APR financing for 72 months on all new 2021 Ford F-150s in stock. 0% is back. And Rusty Egg Ford is seeing new Ford inventory hit the lot every day. So rush to Rusty Egg Ford for any new 2021 Ford car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. With financing as low as 0%.
Rusty Egg Ford is getting the inventory, and now 0% is back. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 72 months is $13.89 per month per 1,000 financed. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire 9/30/21.
Kansas City catcher Salvador Perez has been on an extended tear since the All-Star break. He now has 38 home runs on the season, just three behind Major League leader Shohei Ohtani. Perez is on track to set an American League record for most homers by someone who played at least 75% of his games behind the plate. Carlton Fisk set the previous mark of 37 in 1985, so as long as Perez catches enough games, he'll surpass Fisk. Perez has 17 homers in 40 games since the All-Star break. His 12 home runs in August have tied the team record for any calendar month. In their last preseason game, Patrick Mahomes led the Chiefs to touchdowns on his only two chances with the ball as Kansas City beat the Minnesota Vikings 28-24 Friday. Mahomes was 8 of 9 for 117 yards and two scores in the AFC Champions finale tune-up before the regular season. The Chiefs will open that regular season a week from this coming Sunday when they host the Cleveland Browns. Mid-America Network Sports.
Nemahal Central Lady Thunder volleyball team took the season opening Marysville Invitational Saturday with championship sets over Royal Valley 25-18 and 25-19. Central was undefeated 4-0 in pool play. Marysville Lady Bulldogs took third, defeating Concordia in three sets, 25-16, 22-25, 25-13, as MHS only lost Saturday came at the hands of Nemahal Central. Among other teams competing, Valley Heights went 2-2, Washington County 0-4. Riley County, Sabetha, Shawnee Mission West, and Chapman rounded out the 8-team field. Friday night football, Nebraska high school teams kicked off the season as Diller O'Dell fell to BDS 34-20 and Southern fell to HTRS 62-18. We'll begin our football coaches' corner programs this week. Evenings following sports at about 5:20. High school teams in Kansas kicked off with jamborees Friday. Season opens this week. Marysville at Valley Heights is our Friday feature game live on KNDY.
K-State football fans, it's time to refill the bill and cheer on your Wildcats at the home opener against Southern Illinois Saturday, September 11th. Tickets start at just $30 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Tailgating, the pregame band show, new beer gardens, and so much more that you missed last season. It's finally time to refill the bill, and we can't wait to see you. Go Cats!
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Freeze CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Freeze, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Freeze CPA, downtown Marysville.
Bumps along stems and sticky substance on the leaves of magnolia are indications magnolia scale has infested your tree. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These insects feed on twigs and branches, removing large quantities of plant sap. They excrete the excess as a clear, sticky substance called honeydew. Branches completely covered by scale insects can be weakened and even killed. Remove small infestations by pruning out the few scale-infested stems. Treat heavier infestations with lightweight horticulture oil. This organic option will not harm our essential pollinators. Spray the tree when the immature scale, called crawlers, exit the shell-like covering to find a place to begin feeding. These tiny red crawlers usually appear between late August and early October. Be sure to read and follow label directions. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Railroads spanned these two cities on opposite sides of the Mississippi River, but it was a secret railroad that had Eric Robinson most interested. Today, we take a look at the paths to freedom that passed through this important site on the mighty waterway. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When you picture slaves secretly moving their way north to freedom, you may not expect this city to be on one of those principal routes.
The Underground Railroad in Alton was in direct contact with the slave quarters that were located in downtown St. Louis, where the Negro traders bought and sold slaves who had formerly worked tobacco.
Eric Robinson says those slaves were taken to St. Louis to be sold and transferred to work cotton fields in the South.
Oftentimes, these slaves were housed in St. Louis for a period of a couple of weeks, and during that time, they would make contact with conductors who would take them across the Mississippi River.
Mary Meacham was a conductress who helped the slaves reach Lovejoy, Illinois. A woman named Priscilla Baltimore was the guide from Lovejoy to Alton.
She had been born a slave in Kentucky, and she had become a free woman here in St. Louis area, and she was active as an Underground Railroad conductor. We estimate that she helped about 300 slaves escape, similar to Harriet Tubman's 350 slaves escaping.
Slaves seeking freedom would only spend a brief time in Alton before heading further north.
In the 1850s, her destination was to get to Chicago and then go from Chicago into either southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, or more likely to head across Lake Michigan and from there heading toward Detroit.
And from there into Canada. Robinson has located some of those secret hideaways the Underground Railroad used in Alton and leads tours of them. We'll explore with him next time as we travel the countryside in Alton, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a large three-day farm equipment auction for the Ray O'Neill Estate Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, September 4, 5, and 6. Saturday selling tools and miscellaneous beginning at 9, as well as some 35 AC tractors 1939 on up, AC and Gleaner combines. Then at 2, moving on to a 2013 Silverado 2500 HD four-wheel drive work truck, less than 36,000 miles. 24-foot tandem axle trailer with ramps, a nice 2010 Bobcat S630 with multiple attachments, Great Plains grain drill and grain wagons. Sunday begins with shop tools and miscellaneous at 10, including hundreds of Alice tractor parts of all kinds. Then at 1, two rings will feature antiques including guns, toys, and more. Sale concludes Monday, September 6th with more parts, salvage items, antique tractors, and machinery. Some 55 antique tractors, many on steel, plus lots of 60s, 70s, and 80s farm machinery. Don't miss this massive collection of antique tractors, equipment, and parts, along with modern machinery, antiques, toys, and guns. Pictures and complete sale listing on the sale bill at KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. Ray O'Neill Estate Auction, September 4, 5, and 6 at the farm, 820 21st Road, Beatty. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
Familiar with hammers, but did you know there are some with a specific purpose? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Using the right hammer will help you do the job faster and safer as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Have a lot of hammers of all different lengths, materials, sizes, and shapes, and it can be confusing to know which hammer to use for what task. Bob Hunter is the tools editor for Wood Magazine. He says you should use a hammer that's best for the nails or fasteners that you're trying to drive.
For example, if you're driving an 8-penny nail, you don't want to use a small tack hammer. You want to use a good basic claw hammer that can drive it in with ease and it's comfortable in your hand. And you don't also want to use something too big like a sledgehammer or something that would just overpower it, because you either bend the nail or you could damage the wood that you're driving.
A basic claw hammer may have a straight or bent claw. Hunter says it's mostly a matter of preference, but the straight claw comes in handy for carpentry framing. Some projects require specific hammers. Small tack hammers are meant for more delicate tasks, such as picture framing or upholstery. A ball peen hammer is used for metalworking. Sledgehammers come in different weights for blacksmithing and use around the farm. Brick hammers are designed for cutting blocks and chipping mortar. Whatever hammer you need for the job, Hunter says it's important that you buy one that's comfortable in your hand and easy to swing. The handle may be made of wood or forged metal with rubber molded over it.
That's made to reduce vibration and shock for guys that are hammering nails all day. For the average home hammer, a wood handle is fine. On the striking face, you want it to be fairly flat. You don't want a rounded tip because you're going to bend nails with it more often. A curved claw will work for most instances. And if you can find one that has a little V notch on one of the claws, that's an even better thing, because that lets you get out nails that are maybe embedded a little bit.
Hunter says you can buy a professional quality claw hammer for about $20. Learn more about choosing the right hammer at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best
for a crown. days, the outside of my fridge seems to be covered with wedding invitations, especially with so many of them being rescheduled due to the pandemic. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. One thing my husband and I did prior to getting married was have a discussion about our finances. It's important to not only have these conversations before getting married, but throughout your marriage too. Having ongoing discussions about your finances can help ensure that you and your spouse are consistently working towards achieving your goals. And when you both view money as a tool to help you accomplish those short-term and long-term goals in life, you'll begin to achieve financial clarity together. One way to ensure you have these important conversations is to be intentional about carving out time to connect. You may want to meet weekly, monthly, or quarterly, depending on your financial situation. So just like the saying goes, communication is key. Have an ongoing dialogue with your spouse about your finances so you can live a life full of meaning and gratitude.
An opportunity to help make our farms and ranches safer and healthier for kids. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers, just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. If you have a professional or personal interest in improving farm safety and health for kids, there's an upcoming event that might interest you. The Child Agricultural Safety and Health Workshop will run three consecutive Tuesday afternoons beginning September 14th, according to Marsha Salzwedel of the National Children's Center for Rural Agricultural Safety and Health in Marshfield, Wisconsin.
This workshop is going to be held virtually instead of in person. Especially now with the Delta variant of the COVID occurring, we want to be a little bit careful about resuming in-person activities too soon. The other thing that the virtual does is it lets us reach out across the entire country and actually even into Canada, and we can have participants from all over.
Salzwedel says this series builds on similar successful events in recent years.
By the time that you come out of that third session, you have a really good background in child agricultural safety and health, and you also have some good knowledge on some of the resources and the tools that are out there that can help you to promote safety for children on the farm.
There's a $49 cost to participate. Learn more at marshfieldresearch.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has several of the new 2021 Chevy Silverado pickups, including a pair of 1500 LTZ71s, a 21 Silverado 1500 LT Trail Boss, it's a Z71 edition, and they have a new 2021 Chevy Trailblazer all-wheel drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, you can't believe everything you see on the internet. Nebraska Department of Agriculture Director Steve Wellman says the latest social media rumors that Nebraska farmers are being paid to destroy their corn crop is simply not true.
No, the Nebraska Department of Agriculture is not paying farmers to take out their corn or any other crops, and neither is the United States Department of Agriculture.
Wellman says the videos on TikTok are damaging to consumer trust.
Well, I've seen a couple of the videos that are out there on social media, and quite honestly, there's little to zero amount of truth in any of what I've seen. So I don't know why the information would be put out in that manner. I think it's just a good reminder for us to not always believe what we see on social media. And, you know, farmers and ranchers have been working hard to build trusting relationships with consumers for quite some time, and then videos of this type that contain scare tactics and false information are really counter to building that consumer confidence and trust. So in the end, it's not productive for agriculture, and it's surely not productive for the consumers.
He says the videos have prompted phone calls from farmers and frightened consumers.
Definitely the social media is getting some attention, and unfortunately it's driving calls to the department, either from the consumers worried about food supply and why we would be doing such thing as destroying crops. But again, rest assured, the Nebraska state government, USDA, is not paying producers to destroy their crops.
Steve Wellman with the Nebraska Department of Agriculture. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers, and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like, and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. There have been widespread reports of people taking ivermectin to treat symptoms of COVID. Ivermectin is primarily a horse dewormer, and Louisiana Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry, Dr. Mike Strain, a practicing veterinarian, warned, don't do it.
The World Health Organization issued a statement warning against the use of ivermectin. It says that this antiparasitic drug is being investigated in clinical trials, but ivermectin is incorrectly being used for treatment of COVID-19 without any scientific evidence with efficacy or safety to treatment of the disease. There are scientific studies that look at the use of ivermectin in a variety of viruses, and that's in the petri dish, against COVID, against HIV, against different types of hepatitis. And at very high doses, they found it did have an effect, but has not been proven to see an effect in clinical treatments of human beings.
He said in some cases, ivermectin could be fatal to humans.
This is a neuroparalytic agent. It interferes with the gamma-aminobutyric acid cycle. It will cross the blood-brain barrier in high doses. And the other thing is that some individuals genetically do not have the protein called the P-glycoprotein that will stop it from crossing the blood-brain barrier. And without that P-glycoprotein, what happens is that it is immediately toxic. And there is no antidote. I'm going to repeat that. There is no antidote. And the fact that we treat symptomatically, but it can cause paralysis, and I have seen it cause death in animals. The New England Journal of Medicine and The Lancet have retracted profiled papers.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Groundhogs are popular on February 2nd unless they've taken up residence under your shed. Their burrows can cause damage on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Which are also called woodchucks, build extensive underground burrow systems. They can be several feet deep and 25 to 30 feet in length. They live in a variety of locations, but also love to cozy up under your outbuildings. Around the main entrance of the burrow, you'll typically see mounds of dirt, which indicates they've moved in. Since groundhogs don't pay rent and their excavations can cause structural damage to the building, it's time for eviction. Bob Pierce is an extension fish and wildlife specialist at the University of Missouri. He says live trapping is the easiest and safest.
Particularly around foundations and under buildings when you may not want to use a poisonous gas cartridge to control them because of potential fire hazard or other problems. So live trapping is probably the best route to go. You may need to bait the trap, and the animal may not just jump right in it overnight, but over a period of time, you're more than likely going to capture the problem animal.
Move the animal to another location or euthanize it, but be sure to know what's considered legal groundhog control in your state. Unfortunately, where there's one, there's often more, so you'll need prevention strategies.
You can certainly fill in the areas where they were causing damage. There might even be a chance to put in some fences that could deter the animal from building around your foundation. Probably the best route to go is just keep an eye out and make sure that the animals aren't coming back in, and you might have to set that trap again and try to control the family, if you will.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for dealing with groundhogs at agriculture.com.
This month's doorbusters from Hometown Lumber are essential for all sorts of repair jobs, DIY projects, and general upkeep. The Milwaukee cordless inflator delivers fast, accurate, easy inflation with the portability to take anywhere. On sale for $72.99. The Milwaukee Packout Radio is the ultimate job site sound system and sale priced at $274.99. And the DeWalt Laser Distance Measurer is $12.99. Perfect for a wide range of applications and measurements. Get them all at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we've seen some pretty intense pressure on some of our futures markets rolling through Monday. Corn being one of those. September corn down 25 and three quarters at 532 and a quarter. December down 16 at 537 and three quarters. Soybeans are just absolutely taking a pounding. September soybeans down 61 and a half at 1297 and three quarters. November soybeans down 26 at 1297 and a quarter. Soybean meal and soybean oil are sharply lower as well. Not a good day so far. Kansas City wheat started the day pretty solidly in the green. That has given up too. September Kansas City wheat is now down 10 and three quarters at 701 and a half. December KC wheat is down 11 at 713. We're seeing similar losses in Chicago and Minneapolis spring wheat too. Just not a positive day so far for our grains. Taking a look at a couple of other issues quickly, we find the pressure goes all through ag as November canola is down 1360 at 899.10. January is down 10 at 880.10, so nothing good for canola. Cotton is way off. October cotton down 74 points at 95.53. Not a happy day in our ag futures so far. And the livestock complex has one bright spot, and it's feeder cattle. Fat cattle are sharply lower. October down 60 at 128.52. December down 75 at 134.57. Feeder cattle are the bright spot. October up 40 at 168.82. November up 70 at 170.65. And then hogs are down as well. October hogs down 122 at 89.50. December hogs down 60 at 82.45. So we are really looking at a tough, tough day in our ag futures markets as we roll through Monday towards the end of the day. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Have you been impacted by the COVID pandemic or maybe looking for a new career path or opportunity? Well, Steckline Communications may be looking for you. Steckline Communications is home to the Mid-America Network, along with news talk and sports talk radio stations across Kansas, and we need your help. Join our sales team now and get the opportunity you've been looking for to increase your networking, build new relationships, and work for a non-corporate, locally owned company with a focus on community. Go to stecklinecommunications.com for a station near you or call 316-721 8484 for more information.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles, and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies. In the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my
wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Bo, 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 bo. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses and I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. No.
Legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.